for having us.
Yes, good morning.
The key is, how are you doing with the campaign?
We are moving along.
We are
probably at about 88%, so we're nearing that 90% mark of $520,000. So we're out in the last 3 weeks of February here because the campaign will end at the end of the month. So we're out hitting the pavement, asking for those last-minute donations.
We've been into this situation, all three of us collectively, individually, in this situation before, and this is always the nervous time of the campaign.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is, because you want to do your best because you know the monies are going towards such a worthy cause, and the more money you can raise, the more people you can help, and you just, it's a bit of a daunting task because you want to make sure that you can help as many people as possible, and you know that those agencies are coming to you asking for monies, and you're not going to have enough to be able to fund their entire program. So yeah, we need help.
So Brittany, what's the challenge here?
The challenge today is the High Five Challenge, and we are asking everyone to join us with this challenge, and we want to thank you. You are our first High Five Challenge of the day. So for just $5, you can join in and help us change some lives. So join in on the High Five Challenge. Give a high five to our community in Prairie Lane United Way. Starting today, we're kicking off our social media challenge by asking those to join in and donate $5. If we can get 4,000 people to join in on this challenge for our four-county region, we can raise $20,000.
And this is for people who've already given, who maybe have given in the past, haven't given for whatever reason, haven't thought about giving up to this point, or just simply hear this plea. I mean, 4,000 people... not a lot, and $5 isn't very much.
No, it really isn't. We thought this would be a great way to try to raise $20,000 in a two-week period. I looked up, and our population in Morgan, Scott, and Cass counties is 50,000. So we're not even looking at 1% of the people. So if 4,000 people donate $5, we can raise that 20 grand in just 2 weeks. And wow, what a lot of people we can help with that. So,
campaign itself, how has it been going? I mean, how has it proceeded? Has it been what you anticipated?
I think so, yeah. We're very fortunate that a lot of our employer groups have employer campaigns going on and that their employees are able to donate through payroll deduction and have done that for a number of years. They also give corporate donations. And then we have a mailing campaign that goes out to residential, professional, rural areas as well. So we have a lot of people who have really given to the campaign, and we want to thank them for their continued support, because without them, we really can't get this thing going.
And Brittany, all this goes back to the request you guys get really before the campaign even begins. The agencies come forward to you, they appear before panels, and they spell out exactly what they need and how they would spend the money.
Yes, so there's the allocation process, and those agency directors come in front of a panel of volunteers that when they actually are volunteers that come to the camp...
to the allocation meetings.
The allocation meetings.
Panels.
And the panels, and they are the ones that help decide, you know, where these funds go. So it is all volunteer driven, and the agency directors come and give a presentation on what their services do for the community. And I was able to serve on the allocation process, and that's how I became involved in United Way. So my husband and I love to tell this story, but my husband and I, when we were employed at Dot Foods, and actually were making little money, it was hard for us to decide where to donate money because mm-hmm. we love to volunteer our time, which was easy to do in a community that has plenty of volunteer opportunities. But when you're not making a lot of money and paying student loans and working three jobs, you know, we didn't really know where to put our dollar, mm-hmm. and especially when you didn't have much to give. And so United Way gave us that opportunity when it's serving, you know, 30 agencies, mm-hmm. and you can mark that one box on that form, you know, to put it back into Morgan County. And then also mark the box that you can serve on that allocation panel and listen to the presentations of these agencies, and you get to be part of that process on where that funding goes. that made me feel really good to be part of that process on where that funding.
You get a great understanding of the need that's
in our community.
All four counties, actually.
Yes.
And to see where that money goes. And the key, Lisa, is that money stays right here.
It does. 100% of personal contributions go directly to the programs. And like Brittany said, Prairie Land United Way is a little bit different in that we don't just have a 10-member board deciding where those monies go. These are actual community members, and we would invite anyone in the community to serve on the allocation panel. It's a great way to learn what our agencies are doing for our community, for the people in our communities. So in March, if you're interested, call Karen at the Prairie Land United Way. Let her know, hey, I would like to serve on one of these allocation panels. Would love to have you. The agency directors come in. They have to show you their financials. They have to show you exactly where those monies are going. Monies do not go toward overhead or salaries at all. They go directly to the people, to the programs, to the scholarships. It's a real enlightening way to find out how your dollars are used, and you have a really good feeling about knowing that your monies are really utilized in a very efficient and effective manner in helping people. Mm-hmm. And that's what's kind of special about Prairie Land United Ways. Other United Ways don't allocate their monies in that way, but our community members pick where the monies go.
And the neat part about the allocation panel process, and even the board, the way it operates too, you don't just simply say, hey, I need the money. Okay, you got it. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of thought that goes in there because there's a lot of requests that come in. Some are honored. Some are not. Put aside, yeah.
And that's a hard... That was actually... probably one of the toughest decisions, you know, for myself sitting on that allocation process, because they're all worthy, mm-hmm. you know, of funding. And some are denied, you know, they're not offered all of the funding because we're not able to support all of the requests.
Sure.
Because all of the money is still not there. That's why it's very important for us to push really hard the rest of this month to hit that goal of $520,000. Because although we're still able to support the requests, the more money we're able to bring in, the more money we're able to support, you know, with these agencies when they have those requests. And I know one thing that I learned, you know, on the allocation process was a lot of these agencies, as Lisa noted, you know, it's not used for overhead costs, but a lot of these programs are able to apply for state and federal funding with matching dollars. You know, so when this funding comes in, you know, they're able to match dollar for dollar, you know, with some of these funds that they receive.
And if they don't get that match, then sometimes they don't get the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this $5 challenge, how does it work? Step it through.
All
so
right.
Basically, from February 11th today through the 24th, we are asking people to donate $5. If you'd like to give more, we will not deny you. But basically, if you go to prairielandunitedway.org, you can donate there. There's a link as well on Facebook pages that'll go right through PayPal that you can donate your $5 or more to. You can also send a check to Prairie Land United Way at P.O. Box 244, Jacksonville. Or you can drop a check off at the Chamber of Commerce, which is at 155 West Morton there in Community Park, right across from Family Video. So, you know, you can donate $5, your kids can donate $5, your husband can donate $5. It's just a fun way that everyone can feel involved and know that they are helping their community members. And I think if we can really get a good push and get a good feeling that we can raise this $20,000 in 2 weeks, and how great would that be? It'd be great.
That'd be a wonderful feeling. In terms of the campaigns, which campaigns are done now, which are still underway? Do you know off the top of your head?
There's a couple of employer campaigns still wrapping up. A lot of people, because of the way their fiscal calendar falls and how they do their payroll deduction, those are still wrapping up. So we've got a couple more of those hopefully coming in. But really, we're kind of down to the last push here to try to get in those last dollars from our community members, from those who haven't made a decision yet, or maybe they have and would like to donate a little bit more. You know, we're happy to have it. And we just want people to know that it's going to be used in a very effective and efficient manner for a lot of people in our four-county region. We want them to know the money is used wisely.
And while it's a struggle to hit the goal sometimes, you think about it, for this area, $500,000 is pretty darn impressive.
It really is.
It is. It really is. We've been very fortunate that this area has been very supportive of Prairie Land United Way for a number of years. And we get it. You know, Brittany and I are both working parents. I've got kids in college. I've got a wedding coming up. We get that it's difficult to make choices. There are a lot of worthy organizations out there also. And it just seems like everyone is working harder and fundraising more to get those dollars that they need. So we get it. We get that's a tough decision. But no, if you choose Prairie Land United Way, you've made a good choice. And so we just thank you for any support that you're able to give.
$5, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That's good. I know you guys have places to go.
We do, but I just want to remind everyone, keep up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up. Share your $5 challenge photos. Just continue to share, because social media really is, it's a great thing, and this is really going to help us push that challenge. Like I said, get on there. You're going to be our first post, Gary.
Okay.
We are going to share you, and we are hoping you are going to help us change lives today.
Good deal.
And we are going to put it out there, and we just want everyone to share that link. The link is embedded in our post today. Get out there, share it. It's really easy, and like I said, Lisa gave you the information on how to send in a check, but if you hit that link, you can go on there, and it goes directly to the PayPal account for Prairie Land United Way. You can make that donation very easily and join us on this challenge, because this is something that Lisa and I are very passionate about. And the reason why we chose Communities United is because we believe in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes our community efforts to be able to hit this challenge. And that's why we did the hashtag Communities2018, was because we believe in our community. So we need you all.
Thank you both for coming out.
Thank you so much.
Carissa, intern, did you have anything you wanted to add? You're okay. Okay, good. Let's take a break. We're going to let these guys go. They've got another appointment to go to. Back after these.